Lord Jesus. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Politics. Just hearing that word can make people roll their eyes, wince, or both. Frankly, the vivid political corruption only puts on display the ugliness of sin. Without getting into politics today, just let me say that sinful human beings' ability to rule cannot compare to the perfection of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And praise God, King Jesus will come again to reign. With that in mind, we all need to remember not to get distracted by the corruption, not to focus so much on the creation that we ignore our Creator. We need to remember to worship and look to King Jesus. Isaiah 40:28 says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable." Where do you place your trust? What makes you change your opinion? Is it the media? Is it your friend circle, colleagues, family? The main source, and frankly the only source, to take totally to heart is God's Word. Take God's Word to heart and then take the Word to your world in word and in deed. For daily living, trust the Bible instead of conflicting, error-ridden media. Proverbs 3, 5-7 says, "Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways know and acknowledge and recognize Him, and He will make your paths straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil." You know, I can hardly wait for King Jesus to return. He will come and He will make all things right. Today, I look up at the blue sky, now decorated with clouds, and I quote Revelation 22:20. Quote, "He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." Do you echo that amen today? I hope so. The only way to experience the excitement and anticipation of Christ's return is to know Him personally. Have you received Him as Savior and Lord? He died on the cross in your place, in my place. Every human being desperately needs Jesus. All we need to do is trust Him and rely on Him for salvation. Believe Him and submit to Him as Lord. Will you do that now? I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray for everyone. And I'm also going to pray with those who have not yet received Christ. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are You. We thank You that You will make all things right in the end. But we need to be sure that we are on Your side, that we have received You and not rejected You. And so we pray now, Lord Jesus, please come into our hearts. Cleanse us from all our sins. We repent. We hate sin. We want to serve and know You and follow You in every single way. Please come into our hearts and reign. We ask that You would just draw everyone close to You. And we believe that You died on the cross in our place. And we receive the gift of eternal life. We ask for forgiveness. And we thank You for that forgiveness. Lord, help us to love you and keep our eyes on you. I pray for all the prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org, and I pray for everyone listening now that for your best for each prayer request, and I just cast our cares upon you, Lord. We cast our cares upon you. We thank you that you are with us. We thank you that you are so good all of the time, and you are going to make all things right. We look forward to your return. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Let's live like we believe what we believe. Let's prioritize King Jesus today and share about his return with someone who has gotten distracted or discouraged. Share about King Jesus. Keep your eyes on King Jesus. We need to always be doing the right thing in every sphere of life, including, you know, voting, etc. But we must remember not to let that eclipse anything about Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. God bless you, my friends, and feel free to send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Remember, Jesus is coming again. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.